Hi, I'm WTOP Entertainment Editor Jason Fraley, and we are here with the one and only, two-time Oscar winner, too, Hilary Swank, legend in her own time in the film industry, and we're here talking the new movie, What They Had. So thanks so much for joining us, Hilary.
Thank you for having me. I'm really proud and honored to be a part of this movie and love talking about it.
Right? It's always good when you enjoy the movie. It's fun. It's more fun to talk about. Give our listeners, we actually had the director, Elizabeth Chomko, came in studio last week, and she was great to speak with, but remind our listeners what it's about really fast in case they missed that interview.
What They Had, it's a multi-generational story about family. Blythe Danner's character is diagnosed with Alzheimer's, and the family comes to Chicago to just rally around her to try and help decide what needs to happen. And Michael Shannon's my brother, Robert Forster's my father, and Thaisa Farmiga's my daughter. So it's a multi-generational story, really about, it's a slice of life about family. No one's perfect. We're all trying to figure it out. We have family dysfunction like all of us, but there's a lot of laughter, a lot of tears, a lot of love.
Absolutely. And I mean, I was, when I first read the premise and saw the trailers, I couldn't help but think of the one that Julianne Moore won for, what was that called? Still Alice, another Alzheimer's tale.
Yeah, exactly. You know, there's so many people afflicted with Alzheimer's, but I think that there's, you know, I mean, I was a caretaker for my father for 3 years when he got a lung transplant. And when you go through something like that, it can shine a bright light on the the difficulties, but also the strengths of a family. And there's a lot of laughter in this one. There's a lot of levity that Elizabeth brings to it from Blythe's point of view and from the family's point of view. You know, a lot of times on the same side of the coin are tears and laughter. Both are a release, and Elizabeth chose to do it with both. And so it's one moment you're laughing and the next you're crying. It's really beautifully told, I think.
Yeah, she said that her idea for making it, you know, the lighter-hearted moments was from her own relatives.
It was her grandmother, yeah, and then her uncles were so funny all the time, and she was saying she wondered if everyone was going to stop having humor in their life because it was such a, you know, it's a horrible diagnosis. It's just, you know, what do you do when you lose your memories? We really take our memories for granted. And then she said everyone, you know, they kept dealing with life exactly the same, and it's what made it all tolerable. And it's just kind of what we have to do in life, you know? Life is happening, and we never know what's going to happen tomorrow. And we really have to make the most of it now and tell the people we love that we love them while we can.
Absolutely. And I want to know, since you're the actress, so you can shine a light on some little acting touches and choices on screen that, you know, maybe most viewers wouldn't notice, but... Because I, like, for instance, I mentioned the Julianne Moore thing she played, but how does Blythe approach playing Alzheimer's? Are there, like, what little sort of visual, and I know we're radio, so it's hard to paint a picture, but what are, like, some little acting choices that you notice her doing playing the Alzheimer's patient, you know, from your own point of view as an actress? Like, you noticing certain ways she holds her hands, or, you know what I mean, like, anything like that?
Well, it's a great question. I think, you know, any type of disease afflicts everyone differently. And for Elizabeth, her grandmother, who was afflicted with it, became very childlike. And so for Elizabeth, she had Blythe play it very childlike when she'd go into it. She'd go into being a schoolgirl on a bus or, you know, on a train going to visit her family, or she'd be standing there, the phone would ring, and she'd pick up a stapler, and she'd be talking into the stapler going, why aren't you going to get this phone fixed? I've asked you to get it fixed. And all of a sudden, she realizes it's a stapler, and she starts laughing herself. And I feel like that's a very, very challenging role, and Blythe played it so deftly. She was so good and so real, and you really have to commit, you know, you have to commit to that choice, and when you're in and when you're not, she really was beautiful. As always.
And talk about working across Michael Shannon, because I think we were talking with Elizabeth, and she said that, you know, even though he's done all these great killer roles here in recent years, but she said that she doesn't even think Michael has scratched the surface on where he's going to go as an actor. Like, I think the dude's unbelievable, but dish on him for a minute what it's like. And, you know, that playing that sort of sibling there and trying to figure out what to do with the ailing mom.
Well, it's been a dream of mine to work with Michael forever. I do think he's one of the best of his generation. I feel like he plays unexpectedly. His choices are unexpected, kind of like Christopher Walken used to be.
Oh yeah, that's a good comp.
Christopher still is, right? He kind of spins everything on its top and plays it his own way and makes it his own. And I admire that so much. And I think it's also courageous and brave to play something in the choices that he does and the ways he does. And so it's been a dream of mine. For the last decade, I've been looking for something for us to do together. And so I was so happy when he came on board to play across from him, to mix it up all the time, to be in the sandbox and have him deliver something completely different. And, you know, acting, as they say, is really reacting. So when you have someone like Michael who's completely mixing it up all the time, you're able to really listen and just react. And we had a lot of fun. There was a lot of laughter. And we have a very sibling-like relationship after the movie still, you know, getting to go around, premiere the movie across the country, do press together. We're having a lot of fun and laughing a lot and joking around and, little pranks and the such.
Awesome. And I know this is Elizabeth's directorial debut. And she said that once she got you, you know, then all the other pieces, you know, all the dominoes came into place. But how'd she get the script in your hands and allow you to, you know, help run with it there?
Well, I was sent the script by one of my agents who said, I feel like I found a gem. And I read it and I said, you indeed found a gem. This is really beautiful. And I said, who's directing? She said, the writer. And I said, wonderful. Well, I can't wait to meet her. I mean, I've made a career out of really believing and giving directors a first, you know, the first time directors. It's just been kind of across the board. I've done that time and time again, and I love it. I love believing in someone and helping them get their vision to the screen. That's also why I'm a producer on this movie. You know, at one point someone believed in me and gave me an opportunity, and I love to be able to give that back.
Awesome. Well, I know we're up against the clock, and my listeners would kill me if I don't ask you. I have to at least ask what I need some memories from your two Oscar wins, Boys Don't Cry and Million Dollar Baby. I mean, come on, two of the greatest roles, I think, of the last, whatever, 25 years or whatever it's now, probably longer ago than I thought. But
it's been 19 years since Boys Don't Cry, which is so crazy. You know, it's like it's crazy to think that that's a byproduct of living your dream, that you get an award from the people that you admire the most. I still pinch myself, and to hear two, it seems like a complete dream. But it's such an honor. The roles that I get to play and the people I get to collaborate with, it's just, I was a little girl at one point who had a dream to be an actor, and here I am. I just turned 44, and I'm still living it, and living it with some of the best out there. I'm the luckiest girl on earth.
Well, you made us cry our eyes out, Million Dollar Baby, but I want to know what it was like working both on screen and, you know, directing with Clint there. I mean, that's once-in-a-lifetime legend stuff right there.
Completely once-in-a-lifetime. I got married about 2 months ago, and Clint was at my wedding, and I just, you know, I'm like, he's such an important person in my life for so many reasons, and he is a complete teddy bear. He's a love, and I'm so thankful to have him in my life.
Awesome. Well, from Clint to Elizabeth Chomko, you're working with the veterans and the newcomers, and we can't wait for everyone to go check out what they had in theaters. Well, it'll be now by the time this runs. So thank you so much, Hillary Swank. This was great.
Thank you so much. I appreciate you having me. Thanks a lot.
All right. Good luck with the movie.
Bye.